Oakland Direct on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio and the Shaw website. Click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out in the state every day, questioning our democracy, slyly jabbing at our elections, undermine our democracy. The strongest voice, the clearest voice against that and in support of our democracy is Devil Radio and the Shaw. So thank you very much. I want to get back to David of Mequon. Had some comments, some thoughtful comments, and I want to address all three of his comments. First of all, with Admiral McRaven, he took issue with what Admiral McRaven had said. Admiral McRaven is the head of all special forces. He's retired, but before he retired, head of all special forces. He was the one in charge of the SEAL raid that got into Pakistan under very dangerous circumstances and killed Osama bin Laden. And Admiral McRaven is not naive. He knows how bad Pakistan is, how treacherous they are, how they have harbored the Taliban, ISIS, enemies of the United States, fostering terrorism. And he knows how bad Afghanistan is. But here's what he said. I'm going to say it again. Admiral McRaven, a SEAL's SEAL, the head guy, said, quote, Trump is working to undermine every major institution in this country. He has planted the seeds of doubt in the minds of many Americans that our institutions are not functioning properly. And I agree with him. That's Admiral William McRaven. When I was in the Navy, I got out as Lieutenant JG. So Lieutenant JG agrees with Admiral McRaven. Now, David Mequon raised the issue of Afghanistan. There was a Marine officer who publicly criticized the generals, the Secretary of Defense, and the President on the decision to leave Afghanistan. His position was we should stay. Let me tell you something. A subordinate officer does not publicly criticize his superior in the military. I was in the military. There were some things that the captain of my ship did that I didn't agree with. I didn't hold a press conference. Let me give you an historical example that's even more serious. During the Korean War, my Uncle Jerry Monahan, my mother's brother, he's 20 years old, fought in the Korean War. And at the time, Douglas MacArthur, remember, he's the guy who left the Philippines and then went back, I shall return, and so on, a big deal. Douglas MacArthur told Harry Truman, who was the president during the Korean War, the beginning of it, that we should use nuclear weapons in North Korea. We should bomb them, just like we did Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That would take care of business. That was considered, and Harry Truman made a decision. He said, we're not going to do that. We just bombed Japan 5 years ago, which at the time. We don't want to look like we're just going to Asia and nuking everybody. But more importantly, if we do that, we will be in a land war with China. And back then they didn't have 1.5 billion people, but they had quite a few, certainly close to 1 billion. South Korea will be demoralized because these people are ethnically Koreans and they don't want nuclear weapons on the peninsula. We're trying to turn Japan from an enemy into a friend. And our only objective in Korea, this is Truman now, is to stabilize it, make sure that they don't take over South Korea. But North Korea is a disaster, and we're not going to spend a lot of time in American lives there, including my Uncle Jerry Monahan, even though he got wounded and he was in a Marine patrol. Now, here's the deal. Douglas MacArthur held a press conference. He said, I think we should nuke North Korea. And you know what happened? Harry Truman called him up and said, you're fired. You get out of there. In the Constitution, I'm the head of the military. Get the hell out of there. And he got the hell out of there. So you don't have a Marine officer in Afghanistan announcing he doesn't agree with the president, the secretary of defense, the commandant of the Marine Corps, and everybody else. You don't do that. The other thing to keep in mind about Afghanistan is Trump is the one who said we're going to be out by May 1st. He threw the Afghan government out of the peace talks in Vienna and recognized the Taliban. He should not have recognized the Taliban. They're a terror group. They should have been exterminated. We were close to exterminating them 20 years ago. And we should have finished the job. Then what he did is he told the Afghan government, free the 5,000 prisoners in the Afghan prison. And they said, well, they're members of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're terrorists. He said, free them or I'm going to cut off your money. They freed them. And a lot of them went on to murder American soldiers. A lot of them went on to join the Taliban and kill people from the West, murder Christians, murder Jews. That was Trump. That was not Biden. Biden comes in and he realized we can't be out by May 1. He said August 1. I did not like the way it was executed. I'll tell you that. But the truth of the matter is, you have the Taliban in Vienna laughing at us. They should have been arrested and hanged. They should have been arrested and hanged. Not being able to go to the soccer hotel and have soccer tort. They should have been arrested and hanged. The Taliban should have been exterminated. Trump is the one who let him off the hook. Trump let him off the hook. Now, when you're talking about the borders, I do not agree with the immigration policy of some of the Democratic Party. I think we've got to secure our southern border. I think we can secure our southern border. You can't continue to let 200,000 people a month, roughly, come into this country and have them stay while they have court dates and they never show up. That said, Joe Biden came in to clean up Donald Trump's mess, and it was a mess, and he's not getting back in as president of the United States. We're going to the lines. CJ of Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, CJ of Madison?
Thank you, Matt. Well, thank you, David, because you raised some great points. And Matt, Trump had a conditional agreement with Afghanistan. He wanted to go to zero. He listened to his advisors, military advisors, and kept 2,500 in, and kept cabal, and kept the Bagram Air Force Base. This is all on Commander Cut and Run Biden. We left 60,000 allies behind, Matt. You should be talking about that every day. It makes me sick to my stomach that people have fought and he walked away from a safe Afghanistan and gave that Air Force base to China. This is just, I can't believe that you don't talk about it every single day. Then the southern border. Why does he allow 1.2 million illegal, unvaccinated, undocumented people in? And plus, that's just the ones we caught. 700,000 more that we haven't caught, approximately. 150,000 unvaccinated, illegal aliens airplaned into American cities in the dead of night, unvaccinated, and that's why more Americans have died underneath President Biden's control of this virus, didn't get testing done. This guy is a catastrophe. This, Vice President Harris was supposed to control the border. You want to blame Trump? He had the border under control, Matt, and you know it.
No,
you're doing it.
CJ, I'm going to respond. You raised a lot of things. I admire your passion, but not necessarily your reasoning. Let me give you some historic facts. Let me just give you some historic facts. Trump announced that he would get out of Afghanistan and give back the Bagram Air Force Base May 1. Biden said, no, we can't do that. In August 1, his hands were tied. The Taliban were substituted by Trump for the Afghan government in the Vienna peace talks. And they laughed at us. They lie. They lie all the time. They say, no, we won't continue to murder people. And they went ahead and did it anyway. We know that. The question is, how long do we want to be there? John McCain said, if we had to be there 100 years, that would be fine. Well, no, that would not be fine. It is not our business to reform a corrupt sick society. That is an Islamic state. It's an Islamic state. The word Islam means submission. The word jihad means struggle. There is a cultural imperative to forcibly convert or exterminate the host population of any country you're in. The most extreme element of the Islamic State will always take precedence because they are the most faithful to that cultural imperative. So the only way you keep them from killing each other over there is to stay there forever and occasionally have an American soldier bumped off. That would be wrong. I did say, and I'll say again, I thought that the execution of the leaving was very, very badly done. But the fundamental idea to get out, when Trump said May 1, including the Bagram Air Force Base, if we want to occupy the Bagram Air Force Base, what, forever? 2,500, they were all getting killed. They were Afghan soldiers who would shoot us in the back, Afghan soldiers. And in Vietnam, I'll tell you what, in Vietnam, people got fragged. People got fragged, the Viet Cong would infiltrate. Some of our own soldiers shot their officers in the back. You have to understand, if you've never been in the military, and Trump was never in the military, what's happened. Now, the second thing, you raise things like COVID. Are you kidding me? The anti-vaxxers and the anti-maskers are all Republicans. Ron Johnson says vaccines are dangerous. Why don't you gargle with Lysol? That's Ron Johnson. The Republican Party is responsible for the spread, for the reason that 30% of the country are not vaccinated. We don't have herd immunity. That's the issue, not Biden. And the final thing I'll say about the southern border, I have said that I disagree with our party's immigration policy in many respects, but it is absolutely false to say that Americans have been killed as a result. What there's got to be is securing our southern border. And I don't think Trump did anything at all. People pour over the border. We need work permits for workers, and then they leave after that time. It has to be orderly. Trump never did anything, not a thing. We're going to a break. Thanks for calling in, CJ. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Real and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven. I roll over.